Okay, today's shiur, today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We're on daf Yud Gimel. We'll learn today for the safe return of Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Devorah, Gilad Michal ben Bat Galim, and Ayal ben Iris Teshura. We'll also learn today for Ilu Nishmas, my great grandfather. His name was Shmuel Tzvi ben Menachem, and he went missing today when the Nazis took him. He was never seen again. And Shalom Shalom Aliyah. Amr Rafram Bar Papa, Amr of Chista. Rafram Bar Papa said in the name of Chista. Kol Shem Mishum Avel. Anybody who fasts because of Avelus, Kigon, like Tisha B'Av the Avel, a Tisha B'Av or an Avel. Everyone knows what I mean, Kigon, like Tisha. What else is there? What's left? Anything left? Can anyone think of anything else? The Torah? Oh. Not really.
What else? You don't pass for Avelus.
Sure you do.
It's
Avelus. Avelus on the Korban. It's like Avelus. That's Avelus. What else is there?
Any sense we don't pass for Avelus?
No, but Tisha B'Av and Va'avel. That's not Avelus.
Avelus.
Kol Shehu Mishum Avel. Anybody that fasts because of Avelus. Kigon, like Tisha B'Av Va'avel. Tisha B'Av for Furiel Avel. What else is there? Right? Usher, bein b'chamin, bein b'tzonein. It's usher whether it's hot water or cold water. Complicated daf today. Not hard, but just complicated. Says Rashi, Rashi of Kol Shehu, Mishum Avel. Kol Tainus, she'asru chachamim rechitza Mishum Avel. That you're not allowed to wash because of Avelus. Not Yom Kippur. Kegon, Tisha B'Av, Shehu Mishum Avelus Chorban. Tisha B'Av, v'chol shkein Avel. Mimamish, for sure, real Avel. Shemezo lefanov, right? The Islay Tairatuva, worse. Aser bein bechamin, bein betonin. You can't use hot water, you can't use cold water. Kol shehu mishum tainig, any fast that's because of tainug, what does that mean? Kigon tainus tibur, like a tainus tibur, right? Which is we don't do things because of, what does that mean? Bechamin aser, betonin mutter. Hot water, no. Cold water, yes. Says Tosvos. The third one, v'achshav. She'ain tainus tibur bebavel elatish above. Now, there's no such thing as a tainus tibur. Certainly not for rain. Because he means the other tainasim are just a minhug. Only tish above. Mutar and afilu bechamin. You're allowed to wash even in hot water. Afilu yudzayin betamus, betom gedalia. Kach pasak Rav Yoh. That's what Rav Yoh said. Rav Yoh el aviv aser, lerchotz mechamen. His father Rav Yoh said, no, you can't wash in hot water. How do we paskin? Can you take a shower at Shiva Sebatavis? Of course. Of course you can. Take a shower at Tom Gedalia? 100%. What?
We actually recommend it.
Yeah, 100% water. Right? There's an amazing Mishnah Brura, which I'm surprised hasn't caught on yet among the Machmirim. Mishnah Brura says in black and white, he says that the inuyim of Tisha B'Av do not apply on any of the other fast days. None of them apply. The other way, the Yodarid on Shiva Sabatamas, right? None of them apply. Says to Mishnah Brura, Ubal Nefesh Yachmir Bikulam. Ubal Nefesh should be Machmir on all the inuyim, Kimo B'Tisha B'Av. You know anyone who does that? Do you know anyone who does? Then the Mishnah says, Ela she'imchal lele tevila yakom onaso. Except if it's lele tevila, you don't have to hold from it. V'gam b'ne'ilas ha'sandal lo yachmir. Maybe you shouldn't be machmir and not wearing shoes. Yishom chucha v'tilula. Because they're going to make fun of you because you look funny. Which doesn't even apply today anyway. You walk around, no one can wear whatever you want today.
I've applied to a machmir
in the
shower forever.
But doesn't that take Tisha B'Av and minimize it?
What? Why? Because you're making treating the other ones like Tisha B'Av.
Exactly.
Right.
When you had the Yotana, you had the beer.
And then he says, and if Asar B'Tamish is a Friday, then you can take a shower for Shabbos. Right? And if not, then don't. Anyone who does that? The Beferishim, they didn't even say it's a Bal Nefesh Machmer. People do those Bal Nefesh Machmers all the time. For some reason, I don't see this one had any traction. You know? Interesting. Very interesting. What? Make a new move. We'll write a letter to the newspaper. Amr of Idi bar Oven. af ana nami tanina, no lanas hamarechet zos. We even learned that you closed the bathhouse. What does that mean, closing the bathhouse? If you close the bathhouse, why you close the bathhouse? It's a raya that, what? Only hot. Why? Because in the bathhouse, it's hot. Only hot. What are you talking about? What, v'ibitzon asur? Let's say you're not allowed to take a cold. You're not allowed to use cold water. What, we're going to close up the river? That's impossible. It's like impossible. Ibitzon asur, sochrin as anaharos, ibarla lemitne. What, I'm going to say that we could close the river? How can you close the river? How can you do such a thing? It's not possible. So that's not a raya. The fact that it says you can't take a bath, it's not a raya, that only hot water, it's not a raya. Amar Rav Sheisha, Rei Davidi, Abaya, Abba, Hachi Kashali. His kasha was like this, Michni, Tanan, Oser Berechita. It says you're not allowed to take Berechita. So, no, it's not Marachartos, Lomeli. Why does it say that when you close the bathhouse? Why does it say that? El, Lav Shmarmina, Bechamin, Oser, Betonin, Mutter. Bechamin, Oser, Betonin is Mutter. Lema Misayale. Let's try to bring a riot. The Rav Chizkiah's first rule that what? That on Tisha B'Av, it's usur even in cold water. Let's try to bring a raya. It says, because you have to say it like this. Kol chayvei tfilos. Anybody that has to go to the mikvah. Anybody that has to go to the mikvah. Tovlin kedakin. You can go. Ben B'Tisha B'Av, Ben B'Yom Kippur. You can go even then. B'mai. How are you doing that? Ilema B'chamin. One second. You're going in hot water on Tisha B'Av? B'chamin, B'tvila B'cham, Mi'ikosh, Shovininu. First of all, the Gemara assumes that if you go in hot water, then it's not even a mikvah. It's mayim she'uvim. Why? Because the pipes to heat the water would make it all no good. I don't know what that means exactly, why that has to be true, but it's an assumption the Gemara doesn't argue with. So it can't even be hot water. Can't even be. El alav betonin. It must be cold water. Now, v'chayvei tfilos in a shechwini lo. Who can do this? Someone has the chiyuv to go to the mikvah right now. That's the person to get a heter. They can go go to the mikvah in a cold mikvah on Tisha B'Av. And everybody else? Absolutely not. So what do you see? Rav Chista is right. Amar Rav Chana Bar Katina. No, that's not what he meant to say. Lo nitzrucha el l'chamei teveria. It could be in the chamei teveria. Chamei teveria is hot, but it's naturally hot. Doesn't mean chamei teveria is any natural hot spring. That's okay. It's hot. Yeah, but it's naturally hot, so it's not a shuvim problem. The only issue that has going on with is shuvim. It's not real water, right? Only they can do that. Only they can go there. What about anyone else? No, they can't even go in a cold mikvah. So maybe Rechis is right. I'm sorry, they could go. So it's no raya. It's no raya that Rechis is right.
One man is a wood to go, even though it's shuvim.
It's not shuvim. No, it's not. No, because you're not going for that. You're going because you have a chayv to go to the mikvah now. We don't hold like this. You don't go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. But it's Gemara. No, I'm not going because it's tainig. I'm going because I'm a zava. The woman became a zava, and this is mamash her night, so she has to go. So she doesn't have to push it off. She's allowed to go. What about everyone else? Well, they're not allowed to go, right? What about cold? Not cold. Anybody could go. Rav Chista said you're not allowed to go in cold water on Yom Kippur. It's not true. Tisha B'Av. Not true. This is not a raya. This is talking about Chavei Tiveria. The Chavei Tiveria, it's natural hot. That's okay. They're allowed to go. And everyone else in cold water, they could also go. So it's not a raya to Rav Chista.
So the only reason that you're not allowed to go in Av is because it's shuvim?
That's what the Gemara assumes. That's what the Gemara says. We don't hold like this.
The reason it's shuvim, obviously, is because they use the boil of water.
Correct. Exactly.
And
exactly.
Shuvim the meat automatically. No pipes.
Exactly. Exactly. Ihachi ema seifa. So one second. If all that is true, look at the second half of this brisa. Amar b'chinei segana kahanim. Kedai who beis elokeinu. It's kedai that in honor of the beis hamikdash la'abed tvi olav tvi l'pam achas b'shana. One idea. You don't have to go to the mikvah. One idea. You'll wait. Why? Covered for the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed today. You don't have to run to the mikvah today. You don't have to run. It's kedai to wait one day in honor of the Beis HaMikdash. V'yamarta betonin mutter. Put it in one second. But if you're allowed to use cold, shiachas betonin to go in cold. Amar Papa. No, but asmid lo shiach tsnon. There was a place where there was no cold. They lived in the middle of the desert. And there's no cold water there. Where that is, I don't know. What?
There's no water there.
But hot, for some reason, hot water there is, right? Now, hot water you for sure can't go into.
For sure.
Right? But it's not a riot of chista that you can't go into cold. Because they didn't have cold. Tashma, let's listen to this. Kisha Amru, Asr b'malacha. When we said that it's Asr b'malacha, lo Amru ela biyom. It's only Asr to do malacha on the day of the Tainas. Aval b'layla mutter. The night before you could. Ukisha Amru, Asr bin ilas sandal. And when we said you're not allowed to wear shoes, lo Amru ela b'ir. That's only in the city. Aval b'derech mutter. But if you're traveling, you're allowed to. Haketa, what does that mean? Yote l'derech noel. You have to travel somewhere. So you put your shoes on and you go travel. You get back into the town. Cholitz, take them off. That's all leading up to this. And when we said it's us to take a bath, lo amru ela kol gufo. That's only your kol guf. Av upon of yadav ragel mutter. But upon of yadav ragel, that's mutter. V'chein atamoti b'menuda uba avel. And you find the same thing by a menuda, a guy who's put in cheirum, and by an avel. Same story. What same story? My love, doesn't that mean akulhu? On all these things? On what? On wearing shoes, on work, right? Doesn't mean, and what? There are three things here. Shoes, work, and washing. Ubamai. Now what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Ilema b'chamin. If it's in hot water. Panav yadav ragel mishari. You're allowed to go in hot water. In Oval's a lot of guys sitting shiva. He's allowed to go in hot water. For Amr of Sheshes, Aval Asher Lahosh, that's what Bechamin. He can't even stick his finger in the hot water. That can't be hot water. El Alav, it's owning. Rather, it must be talking about cold water. And what do you see from here? You're not allowed to wash your whole body in cold water. Ah, your hands you could. You're not allowed to, right? That's not what Bechista said. So the question is, no, La'olam Bechamin. Really, we're talking about hot water. But what about a menuda and an oven? What are they going to do? They're not allowed to wash in hot water. Yeah, uba avel asha ayrakoi. Right. When we mentioned, and so too by the avel, it meant on the other things. What other things? Working, wearing shoes. That's going on the avel. But the water washing did not go on the avel at all. Tashma. Damer of Abba Hakoyin, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Hakoyin. Mai said there was a story, Umesi Banav Shal Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina, that the children of Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina died, Verochet Pitzon and Kol Shiva, and he was washing the whole 7 days. How could that be? So the Gemara answers, I'm not sure what this answer means. Hasam Keshet Kefuhu Evel of Hava. It wasn't, they didn't die at the same time. They died 7 days apart. So the minute he got up sitting Shiva for one, he had to start sitting shiva for the other. That's very difficult. That's 14 days without being able to wash. So they made a little bit of a kula for him. They made a little bit of a kula. The Tanya, takfu avel of zachazeh. If you have to sit shiva back to back, right? Hichbid sairo, your hair is bothering you. Make a batar, but make a little bit of a kula with a razor. Umachabes kisuso b'mayim. You can do a little bit of laundry also, a little bit, right? Amr of Chista, Batar Avalob Mispraim, with a razor, not with scissors. In other words, an abnormal way of, nobody cuts their hair with a razor. That's abnormal. Mishmayim with water, you need some washing, some clothes, you have mamish nothing to put on. Mayim with water, Volobanesh, Volobachal, not with any soap, not with any detergent, right? A little bit of a cooler. That's all that. The only problem with that is it says that it was Roch, he was Rochet's Beton in Kol Shiva. It doesn't mean Kol Shiva. They gave him a little bit of okay. He can wash up a little bit because he's back-to-back avelis. That's very difficult. Very harsh. Back-to-back avelis. All right, give him a cool. Let him wash down a little bit. That doesn't mean kol shiva. It's a funny lashon. Kol shiva. It doesn't mean kol shiva. It means one time. In between the two. Right? A little bit of a cooler. That mean kol shiva.
Rashi said it should be the toch instead of kol.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, good. Shkoyach. Anyway, Amar Rava. Avel mutter lirchot betzon in kol shiva. An Avel is allowed to wash himself the whole 7 days. Just like meat and wine. An Avel is allowed to eat meat and drink wine, by the way. The only person who's not allowed to do this is an Oni is not allowed to do that. But an Avel is allowed to do that. So, Meitzvei, 1 second. Ein habogeres reshay al anavel asat, so b'vimei avel avia. A bogeres, right, a girl is on the market, she wants to get married, she's on the market, so she doesn't have, she's not allowed to make herself look ugly. So it's a machlokas, meaning aval avia, either because she's sitting shiva for her father, or her father's sitting shiva, and she's being noeg avelus along with her father for whatever reason, right? So she doesn't. She's on the market. She has to look good all the time. So she is not allowed to make herself be menavel herself, whatever that means. A hanaira, but a young girl, Rishai, she's allowed to because she's not on the market yet. So for a few days, she doesn't look so good. People will get over it. My lava rechita, doesn't it mean that it means washing? What else could it mean, right? We're going to say it means putting on makeup. Right now, we think it means washing. What does it mean, washing? Obamai, what's going on here? Elaim abachamin, you're telling me it means hot water. Ain abogeres rishai, she's not allowed to? Bamar ma rechista, aval asilaho shedet spo abachamin. She's not allowed to. She's usher. Right? So, Bogaris is not allowed to, she's not allowed to make herself, what do you mean she's not allowed to? She's not allowed to do the other thing. She's not allowed to put her finger in water. El Alav, Betonin. It must be talking about cold water. So, what's going on now with cold water? Everybody else, every other Avel, can every other stick their finger in cold water? Yes. She needs it more than the average guy. She's allowed to even wash herself in cold water. What do you see from here? Right? What about the Naira? Young girl, doesn't need to look good? And what about everybody else? They're not allowed to. Right? That's not like Rava. Right? Rava just said, Aval Mutter Lurchot Smetonin Kol Shiva. And all was allowed to wash the whole 7 days like meat and wine. And you see from here it's not true? All right, so for a bogeris, for a girl that's on looking for a shidduch, we make a kula. Only for her. No one else. So the girl says, we're not talking about washing at all. We're talking about akichol uperichos. We're talking about makeup. Right? So if a man wants to put on makeup, he's not allowed to during shiva. A girl needs to look good, so she's allowed to. A little bit of a kula. Maybe Mesaile. We actually have a support for this. Damer of Abba HaKohen Mishum Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Rabbi HaKohen said, in the name of Yossi HaKohen, Maisa, there was a story, Umesu Banav Shel Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, that once his children died, Rochets Petzonin called Shiva. And he washed all 7 days. So this is a raya that Rav is right. Rav said, you're allowed to wash in cold water when you're sitting Shiva. Right? It actually supports that. He washed when he sat Shiva. So Gemara says, no, he already explained this. Amar.
No.
Amri, no. Hasam b'shetakfuhu evelav ze'achar zeh. No, that was a unique case. That wasn't somebody. That was a case where he sat shiva back to back. The Tanya takfu evelav ze'achar zeh. If you sit shiva back to back, hichbid tairo, and your hair is bothering you, make al batar. We'll use a little bit of a razor, a little bit of a kula, a little bit relief. And you can do a little bit of laundry, a little bit of relief. You can only use a tar, not misparayim, right? A razor, not scissors. It's not a normal thing to cut. We're not talking about your face. We're talking about your hair. You don't cut your hair with a razor. It's abnormal. But mayim, you can wash with water. You can't use any detergent, any soap, right? So what is it? I'll get a little something comes out of that, washing it with water. Not really much. To wash with detergent, we're not going to let the guy sing shiva. A little bit of a relief will let. Ikadi Amri, another version says like this: Amar Rava, Aval Aser Betzonin Kol Shiva. An Aval's not allowed to wash with cold water for 7 days. Maishnam Basar V'Yayin. How come that he's not allowed to do, and Basar and Yayin he is allowed to do? So Hasam over there, Lefechuche Pachte Hu Da'Avid. The reason why he's eating meat and drinking wine is to, how do we say this in English? He wants to forget it, lose himself in his worries, in his heartache. How do you lose yourself in your heartache? With food, right? Gets a good wine and some meat. So for those 10 minutes while he's actually eating, he's thinking about the food and he's not thinking about his loss. Okay, that will let him that. Shower, that's not the same kind of distraction, and therefore he's not allowed to.
Another can have wine.
Yeah, another can have wine. Only an Onan can't. Lema Messiahle. Let's try to bring a raya. That what? That Rav is right. That you're not allowed to. Exact same Gemara. Let's try to bring a raya. That you're not allowed to. Not allowed to wash even in cold water for 7 days. Because it says like this. Ein ha-bogeres v'shailan aval atma. A bogeres, a girl looking for a shidduch, she's not allowed to wash herself. She's not allowed to make herself look ugly. Ha-naira v'shaya. But a naira is allowed to make herself look ugly. B'mai. What are we talking about? Ilei mabechamin. Are we talking about hot water? Ain't a bogeres v'shaya? What do you mean she's not allowed to? She's not allowed to make herself look ugly. That's not true. She's not allowed to make herself get wet. She can't even put her finger in hot water. What do you mean she's not allowed to make herself look ugly? That can't be right. Ella Batoni. Must be talking about cold water. And what do you see from here? That every oval, not okay, so for her we let. For a girl in the market, for shidduch, we allow it. And everyone else, they don't allow it. So he says, no, it's not a right at all. Look, akichol upirchos. We're talking about makeup. We're not talking about washing. We're talking about makeup. Right? With makeup, you can hide anything. Right? Amr of Chista, Zoso Meretz, from here we learned, I'm not sure how we get to Zoso Meretz, from here we learn that Avel, Aser, the Kasev is called Shiva. She can't go, this means laundry, no? She can't laundry for 7 days. How did you get from that to that? We said, we're all discussing whether you can take a shower and put on makeup, and from here you see, you can't take a laundry for 7 days. How do you see that? I know, what do you mean Zoso Meretz? From here you see, from here we derive. How do you derive that? What does that mean? What is
it?
What?
But she can't manavel herself, we said.
She can't put on makeup. How does putting on makeup have to do?
She can't be manavel herself. The reason you can put on makeup is because she can't be manavel herself.
Right. Only her. Only her.
Right.
Only her.
So she's wearing dirty clothes. She can't manavel herself.
Uh-huh. That's the connection? Okay. Okay. That, the Hilchasa and the Halacha is... Avel also lurchatz panav kol gufo b'hibecham b'mitzonin kol shiva. That's how we paskin. An avel cannot wash 7 days. Not with hot water, not even with cold water. Avel panav yad l'raglav. But what about your hands and your face? Okay, and your feet in those days. So b'cham and aser b'tzonin mutter. B'cham was aser, tzonin was mutter. Avel losuch. What about to use to anoint yourself? Afilu. What about deodorant when you're an avel? Go ask a shiloh. I feel a call shoot, even anything, usher. The imlaver says, zuhama, mother. But if you're doing it just to remove the sweat, not because you want to smell nice, we're not talking about cologne. You want to remove the smell, unsensed. Well, that's mutter. How are we passing about that? You have to ask a shayla. Okay, that ends that Gemara. Now, we're going to discuss the davening, special davening that you say on a fast day. Silusa de Tanisa, Hechi Mad Karina. Where do you mention such a thing? Where do you mention this special davening of a fast day? So, Adabre Rav Yehuda Le Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yehuda showed to Rav Yitzchak, Berei, his son, Vidarash Yidarshint, Yachil Shekibel Olav Tainis, Mispalel Shel Tainis. You daven the feel of a Tainis. Vehechan Amra, where do you say that? Bein Goel Le Rofe. Between Goel and Rofe, that's where you say it. Maskevlor of Yitzchak, the Chiyachid Kovea Bracha La'atmo. Does the Yachid make up his own bracha? Does he make up his own bracha, Yachid? El Amr of Yitzchak, you're right. B'shomei Atfila. You say it in Shomei Atfila. V'chein Amr of Sheshes, B'shomei Atfila. Where do you say it? In Shomei Atfila. Don't see Tosfos on top? Third Tosfos. El Amr Rav Yitzchak, B'shomei Atfila. V'achi Pasak, B'shmeitza. And this is how we paskin, b'tfilas tainis b'shomea tfila, which is what we do. V'ein yachid koveya bracha l'atmo, a yachid does not make his own bracha, l'chein therefore, tzarech kisha omer anenu b'shomea tfila, when you say anenu, de la'omro kodim sh'omer ha'bracha, you say it before you say the final bracha, which is what we do. Ki kishemagia la'anenu, kodim sh'yaskhe lomar kiata shomea tfila amchisol barachamim, Yomer Anenu, which is what we do, right? Before you say Kiyat Hashemaya, you say Anenu. Velo Yachtom, don't end off. El Yomar Kiyat Hashem Ona Be'esara Umoshia V'Yachar Kach Kiyat Hashemaya Tefila Am Chisol Barachamim Barachat Hashem Shemaya Tefila. Do we do that? Or we end off? Yeah, we do that also, right? Aval Shliach Tzibur Omer Goel Yisrael. But the Shliach Tzibur does say it by Goel Yisrael. V'kobea bracha, he makes his own bracha, v'chosim, and he makes his own ending bracha. Shliach Tzibur is different. Why exactly is Shliach Tzibur different?
Since the Jewish Shabbos, we don't
What? Well, that we said already because we said that yesterday, right? What did we say? Because someone should be fasting. Someone's going to make that. Someone's going to make it. Yeah, why does he do it there? Why doesn't he also do it in Shema Tefillah? So because the answer is because it really belongs there. Because that's what you're talking about, Geula, and, right? So that's the place for it.
About that. Shema Tefillah is more of a, if you're asking for a person,
that's
where it should go.
So why do we say it in, why does the Sheikh Tzibra say it in Goel beforehand? Why did he say that? One of the Amoraim said that. And then he told him, what do you mean? You make your own bracha? No, you're right. Say it in Shema Tefillah. But the Chazin doesn't say it in Shema Tefillah. Right, so you might as well say it there.
No,
I hear you. Right. So when you're fasting over the korban, if it's appropriate. Right. It makes sense. Meisvei. One second. We're going to learn. We learned already. Ein bein yachid letzibur. There's no difference between a shmona esrei of yachid and a shmona esrei of tzibur. Ela shezem espalel shmona esrei. Vezem espalel tisha esrei. Right? One says 18 brachas and one says a 19th bracha. Ma yachid umay tzibur. What does it mean when we just said there's no difference between a yachid and a tzibur, except for what? 18 and 19. What do you mean? What is a yachid? What's a tzibur? Ilema yachid mamish. Ilema yachid mamish. Tzibur shliach tzibur. Does a yachid mean a real yachid and a tzibur means a shliach tzibur? Hainet tishasrei? So he only says 9. He says 19. Right, we're not including the 19th bracha. We're not talking about that. So that's why we all say 19. The Gemara is talking about before they added the 19th, so it's 18. What's the 19th? This one. The 19th is the times. So you're telling me that's the difference? A regular person includes it in Shema Tefillah, therefore it's only 18. What does Shlech Tzibur says it himself? That's 19. Not true. The Hani Teshasre, Eshrim Ba'armahavi. The Shlech Tzibur says 24. Why? Because there are six extra. We're going to learn it tomorrow. There are six. Not tomorrow, Thursday, there are six extra that a Shliach Tzibur says on a fast day. So what do you mean the only difference is 18 and 19? That can't be right. Elalav, rather, Hachika Amar. This is what it must mean. Ein bein yachid the kibbe olav tainas, yachid, le yachid she kibbe olav tainas tzibur. That's what it must mean. If I make a private fast, why do I make a private fast? Because I want to do tshuva for something. So do I say, that's 18. But if it's a public fast, like Shiva Sabatamas, then it'll be 19. Which means everybody makes their own bracha against what he just said. Okay? Right? Ella, ein bein yachid, lekabal of tainas, yachid, liyachid shakabal of tainas, tzibur. Ella, shazem es baal shmona esrei, shazem es baal shasrei. Shma mina, yachid kaveh bracha latzmo. What do you see from here? That a yachid can make his own bracha? Says the Gemara, look. We're going to go a little bit over. I'm going to do you a favor. We're going a little bit over, but not. But we'll stop before 7. Look. La'olam, emalach, shlech tzibur. No, really, he's talking about a shlech tzibur. Aye, shlech tzibur doesn't say 19, he says 24. Aye, dikakashalach, shlech tzibur. Eshin v'arba matli says 24. What's going on here? Answers to Gemara. No. Begimel tainus rishonos. We're talking about the first three tainios. The leka eshin v'arba. There are no 24. Okay? Ella v'lo? What do you mean there are no 24? V'ha ein bein katani. We have an ein bein. Ein bein gilmel rishonos l'gimel emtios. There's no difference between the first three and the middle three. Ella shebe'elu mutarin basiyas malacha ube'elu asur basiyas malacha. The only difference is whether you can go to work. There's no other differences. Le chal davar regarding every other matter, zevaz eshavet, they're equal. So the Gemara answers, no. Tana v'shayer. We left out the fact that there's 24. We left that out. So we have a rule: my shayer, the high shayer. What else did you leave out? Can't leave out only one thing. That's at least two things left out. For Sue also, for Ein Bein Katani, it says Ein Bein. How can you say Tana V'Shayar on Ein Bein? There's no difference except for this. Oh, we left things out. It can't be. Right? Ella, you're right. The answer is like this. Tana B'Isure Kamairi. No, when the Gemara said there's no difference, it was only talking about Isurim. What's the difference between this and this? There's no difference except for one thing. We're going to work. Bitfilos lo mairi. Wasn't talking about davening. That makes many differences. Wasn't talking about davening at all. Vibaitema, or I can give you another answer. Even in the middle brachas, you don't daven 24. Below, you don't daven 24. Vatanya, ein ben gimel shnios l'sheva achronos. There's no difference between the seven and the three. The three and the seven, really. Ela sheba elu masriin v'nolos achanuyos. Because by the seven, which are harsher, we blow shofar, and no stores aren't even open. Halachal dever and zever deshavin. But everything else are the same. V'chi tema hachanami tana v'shayer. You want to tell me the same answer? Tana v'shayer. V'ein ben k'tani. It says ein ben. So how can it be tana v'shayer? Ein ben, and there's three things left off the list. V'tispra ein ben dafka. By the way, you think that ein ben is even dafka? V'ha shayer teva. But we leave out that you take out the teva into the street. We didn't mention that. You only do that by the later fasts. Now, imishim teva lav shiuruhu. That's not a leftover thing. Why? Mildi tzniusa katani. We're talking about private things. Mildi b'verhetsya lo katani. Public things we're not talking about. But everyone sees that it goes out into the street. Therefore what? Therefore what? How do we end off here? Right? Mildi b'verhetsya lo katani. Right? So what does ein bein mean? Ein bein is gida, is bedafka. And there's no chiluk between dvarim that are mitzina and between the middle and the end. And why didn't we mention the chafdal brachos? Obviously, you do say them. Okay? I will stop here. But since we have a few minutes, there's one thing I wanted to do inside. Did you ever hear that? That the 19th bracha that was added was not v'la malshena. Did you ever hear that? That's a theory floating around, which clearly Rashi didn't hold from. What does Rashi say?
It wouldn't make sense.
What?
They didn't have.
I know. Someone once told me, either the rabbi or maybe Michael, that not the 19th was not v'la malshena. So I'm saying Rashi here says it was.
What else would it be?
A minute.
We're no
meter. Rashi says, Tesha Esrei, Chatsrei, Rashi says 19. So Rashi says, De Kavale bin Goel and Rofe. Because they stuck in another bracha for the fast between Goel and Rofe. Stam Tvila Kari Shmona Esrei. Stam Tvila is called Shmona Esrei. De Birchas V'lam Al Shinim, because the bracha of V'lam Al Shinim, B'Yavne Tiknuha, was established in Yavne. Kidamri number brachos, like we said in brachos. There's a.
Right, which is after the korban.
Correct. There's a footnote here. Oh, no. The footnote just says that it was censored, and it used to say Birchas Haminim. Okay. And they censored it. They changed it to Lam Al Shinim. Okay. So I don't know. I once heard that, and I was like, what? It doesn't make any
sense.
Lam Al Shinim was.
The fact is, it's 19 brachas.
Right. So what I heard was.
Lam Al Shinim, which one is
it? Lam Al Shinim was always there, and they took one brach and broke it into two, and that gave you 19. That's what I heard once. I don't know. Doesn't make any sense, right? So we have to look into that. Well, it comes up in Megillah again, so we have a few weeks.
To get to
I know. I agree with you. We'll a few minutes. What was I just going to say? We have a few weeks till it comes up, the Gemara comes up in Megillah again about the whole formation of Shmona Esrei, so we'll try to get to the bottom of it by then. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow over here in Yadalah Bet Aleph. Everyone have a good day.